This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Broadcasting from the WEEI studios, powered by Verizon. 93.7 WEEI-FM and HD1, Lawrence, Boston. And Odyssey Sports Station.
This hour of Afternoons is brought to you by Shaw's and Star Market. Go shopping, get rewarded.
Alex, there has been an influx of criticisms or stories about how you guys are handling your scouting of opposing pitchers and what they are throwing.
You prepare, and that's the way it works in big leagues. Everybody's working. Everybody's trying to gain an edge. This is not 2017 Houston Astros. You know, we did what we did, and one thing for sure, I'm going to have that dark cloud over me my whole life. And, you know, we messed up big, and some of us pay the price, right? And I can live with that.
This is WEEI Afternoons
with Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy Stevens,
and three-time Super Bowl champion Ted Johnson on WEEI.
WEEI Afternoons at Fenway Park on a beautiful Fenway Friday. We know those are usually electric. The greens will be out and the fans will be out here on Lansdowne. It is a beautiful afternoon, a great day for baseball as the Red Sox return to Fenway Park, looking to get back in the winning ways that have been the norm here much of the season. Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy Stevens here, WEEI Afternoons, broadcasting from the Ford Clubhouse Fenway Studio, is brought to you by your New England Ford dealers and the Ford Summer Sales Event. Hurry in to get great deals now, including on F-Series, official truck of the Red Sox. Fitzy.
Hi-yo.
How are we feeling, not just about the Red Sox and their chances? Lucas Giolito will be on the mound tonight against Sandy Alcantara. I learned that at the trade deadline.
Yes, don't forget it is Sandy Alcantara.
No, it's Alcantara.
There's Alcantara.
The one A is like silent in there.
Oh, it's Alcantara. Like growing up, I used to play the game Contra.
Yes, like that. And I learned
up, down, down, left, right, BA, select, start.
Absolutely. And I learned that from Brad Foe at the trade deadline when the Red Sox didn't really do much. It didn't go get a pitcher of that ilk or better. They've stumbled and bumbled a little bit since, although the winner in that stretch was indeed Dustin May. But the confidence level in the Red Sox is one thing. Their talent, their pitching, their bullpen, their up and down lineup, the streakiness. What about the manager? The guy we just heard from talking about You know, some accusations that continue to be lobbed his way, their way, about pitch tipping, stealing, grip stealing, whatever you want to call it. He's had 5 ejections. He is the $21 million man. He's got a World Series ring. He's got a suspension. I feel like there's a lot that goes into the total package of Alex Cora.
His Wikipedia page is pretty dense for a baseball manager.
Yeah.
You'd usually think that it would be young life, whatever league he played in before, college, majors, personal life. No. Alex Cora's page is dense, richly packed with all sorts of stories, anecdotes, scandals. And of course, we here in Boston sports, we don't think we're at our best without a good gate or a scandal. And I'll tell you, the nice thing about this, actually, I'm going to try to spin it positive, not just for a change, but because I'm enjoying this Red Sox season so much being here at the Four, and especially at the Ford Clubhouse Fenway Studio. I think these are the kinds of things that when you have a team that initially gets a lot of hype, then they falter like the Red Sox did in late April and in May, all of a sudden, when everyone starts disbelieving or doesn't rally behind the team, this gives a little, this latest sort of like, oh yeah, you guys are really only good because you're stealing signals and you're back to your cheaty ways. Cool. I love when it's blank against the world or Boston versus everyone. This gives me a little bit of those vibes. And I like it. And Alex Cora is the right guy for it.
So do you believe that Alex Cora is a American League Manager of the Year candidate? Is he one of the best managers in baseball this year, in the American League this year?
Andy, thank you very much, Dan Ball, Stats and Research Department. When you have started 101 different lineups.
You look like Wilt Chamberlain over there.
You have played, I have had sex with 101 different women.
A white piece of paper just says 101.
Guess what that's for? I scored 101 points.
No, you didn't.
No, I did not.
SAT.
Yes. I couldn't even spell my name right. When you've had 101 different lineups, that alone, and you have a winning record and you're 10 games over 500 and you're currently 1.5 games above third place in the wild card, hell yeah, you should be a manager of the year candidate. With all the injuries they've had, the influx trading... They traded away their biggest player or their most famous player, not even mid-season.
Best player.
At
the time, he was their best player. Whether you want to retroactively downgrade him because of his attitude, whatever.
I guess
he's your best player.
Yeah, okay.
They traded their best player.
You traded your marquee player, your best player, technically. I hate calling him that because I always thought he was slightly overrated.
He was overrated, he's your best player.
Okay. All right, they traded Rafael Devers.
Why are you afraid to say the word best player, Rafi Devers, trade?
Rafael, because I think Jaron Duran was a better player.
What?
Where was Rafael Devers last year in the American League MVP chase?
Oh, so we're going to pick last year.
Yep.
A one-off.
This is
not an 8-year career.
Have you ever cherry-picked?
Violent hitters in baseball.
I was told Willie Abreu was not actually a good defender because it was only last year that he was a Gold Glover.
Very fair point.
Thank you.
Very fair point. Again, at Andy Hart Stadium, it is impossible to kick field goals because the goalpost is constantly moving.
Fun game, wouldn't it? If it was back and forth across the end line.
All right, quick side note, real quick. If in professional football, you could say, like, I'd rather go for a 5-pointer and the goalpost was moving and you had to kick it, it would be an amazing invention.
Well, I've actually legitimately proposed the other option. Not that they move, but that they move closer and wider. You know the close ones at Gillette? They have ones that are like, I don't know if they're 5 yards wide, whatever. Kickers practice on it. Do that and have it go in and out, and depending on where you want it is how hard the field goal would be, how many points would be awarded for the field goal.
I love that. That's like
some of the kickers would.
It's a carnival game.
Freak out.
I know.
Lose their minds.
Yeah, they would. Absolutely.
But getting back to, they traded their best player.
Okay, they trade their best player. One of the many things that have happened during this at times tumultuous, very excitable, the potentially fulfilling season, Alex Cora has maintained, and we've seen it here each and every Wednesday with our WEEI afternoon interviews, we have seen the equilibrium he has brought, at least to the public, to the Four, to the fans. He has been the face of calm and steady as they have ridden the waves of an uncertain but still satisfying season.
So the leader, according to ESPN, in the rankings for AL Manager of the Year
is...
John Schneider, Toronto Blue Jays, because obviously he has a 108.9 Earl.
Okay, now it's not Dan.
What are you laughing at, Dan Ball?
Dan, Andy asked you this earlier, and I don't know if Andy was given a satisfying response. I just figured I would wait.
To find out what Earl is?
I have zero idea.
You didn't poke around and find what Earl was?
No. Nope.
But when I Googled Earl in baseball, it said Earl Weaver's record, question mark?
And I all mean, these, which is
and then Jem and I started swearing at you?
Pretty much, and then I gave up.
It's a value stat. It's very close to war. Considers factors.
What is the acronym?
Earl, they do not say on the ESPN article.
Edible arrangements relating to life.
It considers factors that tend to influence postseason balloting in this category, like winning above or below preseason expectation, outperforming run differential, performance in close games, etc.
Everybody abhors run losses.
There you go.
Okay. Random losses.
Love it.
There it is.
So it did not say what the four letters are, but it's a value stat, not measuring ability, but just a team's performance above or below expectation.
You quants are weird, first of all.
I am reading directly from a webpage. I did not come up with this one.
No, but I'm saying you guys are weird that you create something that clearly is an acronym, but don't tell me what the acronym is, and then it sounds stupid to me. So it's based on preseason expectations?
Among other things,
I mean,
yes.
They traded their best player. Their best player now was playing for the Woo Sox in the season. The Woo Sox best player was playing for them when the season started. Like, there's a lot of moving parts.
A lot. You've also integrated into the batter. You have folded into the dough a bunch of rookies, vaunted rookies, obviously high rated rookies, but still, like,
what has John Schneider done?
This team has been in constant.
He's got veteran pitchers. He's got veteran hitters. The hell has he done?
He's managed the most successful team so far.
So, okay.
Yeah, but also compared to preseason expectation, the Yankees were picked to finish first in the division, and then it was kind of a toss-up from there.
But who told us? Who stood right there?
Who picked the Yankees?
A number of different people.
So people can be stupid.
Well, yeah, absolutely.
Preseason polls are often wrong.
Here it comes. Yeah. Here it comes.
But they're almost always wrong.
Okay. If you don't want to use the stat, then don't use the stat.
I don't. I will. I promise you, I will never, ever, ever use, cite, or agree with Earl. I have no use for it. I believe Alex Cora has a very strong argument to be made for manager of the
American. I do too. We'll just put that out there as well.
Hey, guys, and the nice thing is there's a home stretch. We have about 40 games left, about a quarter of the season, and your Red Sox are still a little bit below expectation. It's going to take a strong finish to get to 92-70, boys. But if this team makes the postseason, given all of the changes and the turmoil in season, he absolutely merits consideration.
This is an award that to me is very similar to like comeback player of the year and football and some of these different things. It's so gray that each individual's criteria is different. But to me, you have to look at it more than just, because a lot of times in football, it's the worst team that wins the most games, which sometimes can be right.
Yeah, it's the team that's not supposed to be here
right,
award.
Which is sometimes right.
Yeah.
Or sometimes maybe it's a good team that goes through a lot and actually overcomes whatever the adversity is during the course of the season. Or I would also say sometimes it's just, holy crap, those Patriots in 07 were a wagon. Bill Belichick put together the greatest team ever. That kind of thing. I think this year, Alex Cora, because sort of what Fitzy alluded to, all the changes, the manifestations, hell, his relationship with his president of baseball operations and the management team and the owner. Like, I just think there are a lot of layers to what he does for the Boston Red Sox. Mm-hmm. And for where they are, coming off the pressures of what they've been the last few years, they need to finish it.
How about dealing with Breslow alone? Should that not get him consideration?
Absolutely. That's what I just said. His management staff and their relationship is a challenge.
Sam Kennedy's on Nesson saying this. Breslow's right on WEEI saying that.
That's another thing. How many voices are going on controversial local radio every week in Toronto? Do you think the president of the team, the president of baseball operations of the team,
a lot of moving parts.
I feel like there's not a lot of that going on in Toronto and a lot of other places. Should that matter? Yeah, I think that plays a role in what his job entails. So I think Alex Cora is a good manager. It's not just because we talk to him every Wednesday here on WEEI Afternoons, but this was the topic of the poll today, not whether he should be in manager of the year running, but what are your thoughts on Alex Cora at Jumbo Hart at WEEI Afternoons? What is your level of confidence in Alex Cora as the manager of the Boston Red Sox? And the three options I gave were high level of confidence, meh level of confidence, and low level of confidence. Nick Fitzy Stevens, would you like to predict the answer?
I'm going to go with high, 57.
High, but too high.
Oh.
High is winning at 48% of the votes.
Okay, I thought it would get a majority.
Meh is next at 46% of the votes. So quick math says 94% are at least okay with Alex Cora or love Alex Cora.
Yeah.
This surprised me. This tells me that our text line and our phone lines and Twitter have a vocal minority, because only 6% have a low level of confidence in Alex Cora.
It's allowed 6%.
They're always like, I should be fired. He should be this. If he ain't cheating, he ain't trying. Like, those are everywhere, like, sort of on my radar, in my eyes. But it's a small group based right. on this sampling of polls. And you're a Quinnipiac guy, so you can certify this as a relevant statistical measurement, right?
Absolutely. Okay. Yeah. Much more so than Earl.
Yes, more than Earl. So Alex Cora, a little more popular with the fan base than I actually thought, based on our stories, anecdotal evidence dealing with people. But what, Fitzy, is your... Because I think what we're seeing over the last week is what will test our confidence level in Alex Cora, and that's... He's not going to have a great pitching staff heading into the postseason.
No.
Assuming he gets there.
At best, he's going to have a good one. He will not have a great one.
I think at best, he's got an ace, and then, Alex, good luck out there. Pat him on the bum.
Yeah.
Right?
Honestly, like, it's what's going to be as important down the stretch to managing the beast, Andy, if you will, is managing the bullpen. Because if you're going to make it, you're going to have to, but not great. Well, look at, here's another challenge Cora will have to face. You're going to have to empty the clip, if you will, and treat every game. What?
Is that a gun reference?
Yeah, it is.
Not in this kind of economy.
Okay, well, all right. Well, it was
this state.
It was more metaphorical.
Mayor Wu is coming to get you right now. we don't allow guns in Boston.
It's going to take her a while. She's probably traveling a bike lane. So, thank you, Dan.
Nobody uses those bike lanes from what I've seen.
Thank you. So
it was actually funny, wasn't it?
So number one, yeah, it was witty. Go F yourself. So
was there a point in there somewhere?
Yeah, no, I was trying to get to a point.
Land the bicycle, please.
So you're gonna have to empty the clip per se. You're gonna have to let the bullpen get after it, kind of like when Ramon Vasquez was managing in Alex Cora's stead. But at the same time, you're gonna have to preserve them. Because if you get into the postseason with a bunch of tired arms and it's, looks like Bayo doesn't have control of it tonight. Here comes Cora. Every reliever is gassed. Weissert, 1, 2, 3. No, boy. Yeah, it's going to be a real challenge going down the stretch.
So one of the other things that Dan Ball put in our rundown as we're looking at Manager of the Year is ESPN had Rookie of the Year in the American League voting. And I thought this was interesting. Not necessarily... I think Nick Kurtz for the A's is going to win it. I think he's going to run away with it. Thank God his name's not Richard, because it would be a whole different thing there.
We're not doing that.
But the rest of the voting, Noah Cameron, Kansas City Royals, Jacob Wilson, Athletics. Then a couple Boston Red Sox in the rankings. Fourth, Carlos Narvaez. And fifth, Roman Anthony. I feel like by the end of the season, those two will be in a different order.
Do you think Roman Anthony is going to have enough at-bats? He certainly has the impact. Thus far.
To win?
Do you think he'll have enough at-bats to win?
No, I do not.
I
don't think...
Narvaez, though, has been...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
We Hurts have like 700 home runs in one game.
I think roughly, give or take 690.
He's got 23 home runs in 81 games to start his major league career.
Yeah, but what's the deal with that ballpark? Is that one of those like minor league ballparks where they fluff up the offense?
It's a bandbox.
Bit of a bandbox.
So we got to downgrade his numbers.
No, he also
we just made Roman Anthony rookie of the year.
He plays games on the road.
No, only half of them though.
I know. I said games. I didn't say all or none.
Half his games in a minor league ballpark.
Okay, well, they count too.
But yes, Roman Anthony and Carlos Narvaez both play into the Rookie of the Year voting and the Manager of the Year voting, in my opinion, because you're managing a lot of rookies and young players to success.
To me, Narvaez, between the two, has been the more pleasant surprise.
Oh, revelation.
Yes, because...
Where would they be without him?
We expected fourth place.
Night? I can't even wrap my head around that. Wong and Blake Sable... Or Wong and
Blake
insert name.
Blake Sable, I remember him.
Yeah, that's the
Blake
issue.
Sable. Wong's journey tonight.
Yeah, because I thought Blake Swihart, and you were like, no, Blake Sable, totally different guy in a different era.
We lead the league in catchers named Blake this century.
Magic, like that's a tough world to think of. So this season, in which it's still kind of not a home run, you're going to make the playoffs, anything like that, maybe hingent upon. You hit a home run with Carlos Narvaez in the offseason.
He's my MVP of the season so far. I know that other guys
hot have take bet, ball.
Better performances. Obviously, you have an ace that has been established. Chapman's been unbelievable. Both the offense and then specifically managing the pitching staff, the framing, the ability to throw guys out. I do not want to think of a world that you don't have Carlos Narvaez, because based on the way Wong was playing, that position would be the worst in the league if he did not have Narvaez.
Yeah, he didn't get his first RBI until like June 27th or something.
He hit a double. He hit a double a week or two. The three-run double in San Diego last week, and people were losing their minds because a Major League Baseball player hit an extra base hit. That's
like seeing Haley's Comet.
You know right, exactly.
You know what we could use right about now, Red Sox-wise?
A beer.
Come on, if I'm awake. A nice Sedine Rafael hot streak again.
Oh, it's coming.
Yeah.
I've now accepted
he's been about a month
streaky, and therefore I know the good is going to end, but I know the bad is going to end. Like kind of settled in with what he is,
right?
Just like kind of like look around the corner because the New England weather. Wait, it'll change. That's going to be with him, and I'm fine with that. I've actually accepted that from the entirety of the offense. That was something that was included in Earl wins over expectations based on run differential or something like that. Yeah, is the Red Sox run differential a little wonky with the 14-1 wins and then the 4-1 losses and sort of those things? Sure. But they're also more often than not, I would say, a good offensive baseball team.
Yeah.
I don't think other pitchers look at the Red Sox and be like, sweet, a night to pad my stats, a night off. I think they look at the Red Sox and say, if I don't have my A game, if I don't pitch well, I could give up a crooked inning. I could give up 5 runs this game. So I don't know. I have a sneaky amount of confidence in this team. I know I'm Mr. Negativity on the show, and maybe it's because I step into this ballpark and something weird happens.
You could have taken on this show out of that last sentence.
Yeah,
that's
I got a little negativity, but this team, I'm starting to... Now, tonight...
They're fun. They're emotional.
Yeah, but tonight could be a blow to that. Because if Giolito has another bad start, and now it's more bad starts than good starts in like the last month, then you start to wonder... Long term, worn down, season, pitch.
If Giolito
innings.
Turns into here, you know, like here it is. Oh, Chow Bella, he got all of that one. Marlins two sucks, nothing in the first. Or let's say Alcantara gets out there on the hill and is like, I'm going to show you guys exactly what you missed by not trading for.
Yeah, we don't want to see.
And there are the Patriots cheerleaders.
617-779-7937. I don't know what that means. We're on. Indeed, Fitzy's right. Walking down Lansdowne Street are the Patriots cheerleaders.
Wow, how about that?
I thought he just had like a brain fart or something went miswired. And
no, that's my sleeper cell thing. Whenever I say, and there go the Patriots cheerleaders, a sleeper cell awakens somewhere.
No, legit. We're at Fenway Park on Lansdowne Street, and 4 Patriots cheerleaders in their number one jerseys just walked down the street toward, what is this, Big Al's?
Big Al's Block Party.
Big Al's Block Party is the special event of the night here on Lansdowne.
Wow, I like it.
The Caller Daddy Alex Cooper Part 2 in 2025.
I'm guessing the cheerleaders are involved in that.
That would be my guess.
Safe assumption. 617-779-7937. What is your confidence level in Alex Cora? What is your confidence level in the Boston Red Sox? They return for some home cooking tonight against the Marlins. We'll talk about that next here on WEEI Afternoons. But first, Dan Ball has what's trending. So people can be stupid.
I think Jaren Duran was a better player.
It sounds stupid to me.
The Christian Arcan Show. Weeknights starting at 6. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now on WEEI Afternoons, brought to you by the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention's Out of the Darkness Walk. The Red Sox begin a five-game homestand tonight. They open up a three-game series against the Miami Marlins. First pitch is at 7:10. Lucas Giolito will start against Sandy Alcantara. You can listen to the game on WEEI FM 93.7 and across the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's, go shopping, get rewarded. MassMutual pregame show with Christian Arcandis tonight at 6:10, and Will Fleming and Sean McDonough have the call of the series. The Patriots had a walkthrough today as they continue to prepare for their second preseason contest. They take on the Minnesota Vikings in Minnesota on Saturday afternoon. Kickoff is at 1 p.m. From around the league, two preseason games on the schedule tonight. The Titans visit the Falcons at 7 p.m. and the Chiefs visit the Seahawks at 10. Both games will be televised on the NFL Network. And in league news, veteran guard Brandon Scherff, a five-time Pro Bowl selection, has retired from the NFL after 10 seasons. And the NFL Players Association put one of its top lawyers, Heather McPhee, on paid administrative leave after multiple employees filed complaints with the union's Human Resources Department. The Revolution host Los Angeles FC tomorrow night at Gillette Stadium. Kickoff is at 7:30. And finally, Braintree American Little League will play their second game in Williamsport tomorrow afternoon. They face Lamar Little League out of Texas at 3 p.m. on ESPN. Join the fight against suicide on Saturday, October 18th at the Out of the Darkness Walk on the Boston Common to prevent suicide and raise awareness about mental health. Proceeds benefit the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention. Register today at afsp.org/Boston Walk. That's afsp.org/Boston Walk. I'm Dan Ball. This is Trending Now on WEEI and WEEI.com. More afternoons live at Fenway Park coming up right after this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, Whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.